Well, the new comprehensive scientific report on honeybee health, which was released last week, gave more questions than answers.
The main outcome of 5 years of accumulated new knowledge is that we now know a lot more about what we don't know.
That's Dr. May Barenbaum of the University of Illinois, who says the only thing that is apparent is that the scientific research clearly indicates that bee health decline is linked to multiple factors, something that experts have been saying for a while.
This is despite the fact that media outlets have on multiple occasions declared that the mystery has been solved and is attributable to a single factor, different in each case. The scientific consensus, consistently reinforced by empirical and epidemiological studies, is that multiple factors interact to cause decline.
Those factors include parasites and disease, genetics, poor nutrition, and pesticide exposure, the factor that is most commonly reported on in the media. As Barenbaum adds that a lot more data is needed since they are not equipped or accustomed to fighting an issue on multiple fronts.
Characterizing the additive and synergistic interactions among mortality factors is essential for designing a long-term solution. As well, it's become increasingly clear that honeybees are not like most other insects, and for studies to be reliable enough to guide policy, they must be designed to reflect the complex realities of honeybee social behavior.
And although Barenbaum does note that she believes it is possible to solve this complex issue,
there is no quick fix, though. Patching one hole in a boat that leaks from everywhere isn't going to stop it from sinking. The goal is to keep the boat afloat, not just slow the sinking, and that really means continuing to rely on the collective available data.
The complete report is available online at usda.gov/document/report-honeybeehealth.pdf. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.